For some people, Super Bowl Sunday isn't even about the football. It's about the commercials. Over the years, advertising spots during the Super Bowl have become more elaborate, more talked about, and even more expensive than ever. Janine Poggi is from Advertising Age, where she covers the TV industry, which this time of year means she's watching Super Bowl commercials. And she's here to give us a preview. Hi, Janine. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I guess we should start by cueing the mandatory Super Bowl commercial montage. Here it is.
Nothing brings America together like Bud Light!
Hello. I'm Helen Mirren.
Happy Monkey Baby.
This is Scott Baio.
So you've been watching all these ads ahead of the game. What are some of the trends this year?
Yeah, you know, compared to last year, we're really seeing much more lighter, humorous, fun, filled with celebrities. There are about 40 celebrities in this year's Super Bowl, and that compares to about 28 last year. So a lot more star-studded. It's going to be an uplifting Super Bowl, I think.
Well, one of the things I think you're referring to is that last year, many people will remember just how gloomy the ads were. Like, you know, what was up with that?
We actually were kind of dubbing it the Somber Bowl because it was just, there was cyberbullying, domestic abuse. There was that Nationwide Boy commercial about this dead boy who got killed from preventable household accidents.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me just play that for people who actually aren't, you know, sad enough. Like, here it is.
I'll never learn to fly. Or travel the world with my best friend. And I won't ever get married. I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
I mean,
that's
wow.
Just depressing.
Thank you. I mean, how does it happen that that tone becomes the tone? How does something like that happen?
There are stats that show that more serious ads or ads with a social message do tend to outperform some humorous ads. But if you have a Super Bowl filled with these, like, depressing, sad, they don't really, none of them stand out from each other. And it just kind of leaves people a little depressed, I think.
Hmm. So all this, these eyeballs aren't cheap to reach, correct?
No, it is not. So it's costing about $4.8 million, with some paying as much as $5 million for a 30-second spot.
$5 million for 30 seconds.
Well, it's 30 seconds, but there's a lot that marketers do around these spots. And that's why we see all of the use of social media and, you know, other digital platforms.
I confess I was watching these in my office. I was laughing so loud, people were annoyed. I'm guessing that now the Super Bowl is probably the only time of year some people even watch ads at all.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. So first off, the Super Bowl last year was watched by over 114 million people. When do you ever see that in TV anymore? I mean, even popular shows like The Walking Dead, it's more like 16 million. And then you have Netflix and binge watching, and a lot of times people are skipping over the ads. So for a lot of viewing, people aren't even watching the ads. And it's definitely the Super Bowl, one of the few, if only, places that people say, hey, I'm actually tuning in to view the commercials.
So when you talk to people about their Super Bowl commercials, do you find that everybody has a favorite?
People have favorites.
Do you have a favorite?
I really love Avocados from Mexico.
Can we play a little bit of that?
Behold the bounty of Earth. This is the cube of Rubik. This simple puzzle was actually considered unsolvable by the humans.
Did they not have brains?
Simple ones.
You know, it's hard to do funny, I think, and they just get it right.
That's Janine Poggi. She's a reporter for Ad Age. Janine, thanks so much.
Thanks.